Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Raisa. What? What is it? What's wrong?
Oh, Siad. It's that dream.
Ya Allah. That same dream again.
I don't know. It just keeps coming back to haunt me.
I don't know why. It's been months since you got hijacked. And I know they took the car, but I make so much sugar they didn't hurt you.
But that's different, Ziad. Hama is doing it to keep us older people going. But this Feyruz...
Mommy, leave her. And besides, by us discussing her, we are making riba, Mom.
I can't just leave all my friends and make new friends. And what's going to happen to our parrot? Twitter will not manage to relocate.
Calm down, Sophia. The school where I'll be working arranges everything from the apartment to schooling. It's an international school, and all the teachers there get to have their kids attend the school for free. And you, Safia, are outgoing, my child. I'm sure you'll make new friends in no time.
Saf, don't stress. Everything will fall into place, inshallah. You'll see. Ma said she'll look after Twitter, and we can always see about taking him across once we are settled.
Ma, you've been so quiet. What do you think about all of this?
Well, honestly, I wasn't happy when your daddy told me, Safia. But then I spoke to Hauma.
Of course. The voice of wisdom.
Did you have that dream again, Ami?
Ah, Romana, I don't think it will ever stop.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, my darling. I don't want to burden you with my worries.
I'm 16 now, Ami. Not a little girl anymore. I'm here for you if you want to talk.
Oh, my child. You are so matured and grown up. My therapist says it will never go away until I confront the demons of my past. But I don't think I'll be ever strong enough to do that.
Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an narrates that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something to the effect, "Traveling is a form of torment or difficulty, as it deprives a traveler of his food, drink and sleep. So when one of you has accomplished his purpose of journey, let him return home quickly." Sahih Bukhari. After months of planning and with Raisa going all by herself to Dubai on two separate occasions to iron out aspects of her new job and set up the apartment they are going to be living in, the day of the Osman's emigration to Dubai finally arrives. Their personal belongings have already reached their new home, and Ziad has arranged tenants for their current home in the complex, which they are letting out fully furnished. A tearful scene at the airport ensues, with Raisa stressing that everything is in place for their journey to their new life. Ziad is finding it very hard to say goodbye to his mother, while the kids, on the other hand, are extremely excited.
Hey, my butchus! How fast this few months went. I can't believe you're actually leaving me already.
Hi, Ma. It went too slowly for me. With homeschooling and hives, the days just drag on.
Yeah, plus we had exams in between. And now the year isn't over yet. And we'll be starting a new school year as soon as we get there. It's strange how the school year in Dubai starts in September.
It's like all the European countries, Saf. But at least you both didn't have to lose a grade. You'll be on par with the kids your age at the new school.
Raisa, did you remember to take the patkos I made? You know, Ziad doesn't like plain food. So I made specially for him. And for y'all also.
Ah, Ma. You always take such good care of us. I'm going to miss you so much, Ma. So much.
Me too, Aisha. Since my parents and sisters moved to Australia, I feel like I have no one besides you. You've been like a mother to me. And I know I can always count on you.
Ma, what are we going to do without you?
You mean, what am I going to do without you all, but you? Ah, now see, you're making an old lady cry. And you'll know how I hate to cry because my nose gets all big and red when the tears start.
Ah, Ma, even with a big red nose, you don't look old.
Seema, at least you made us laugh.
Ready? Come on, kids. We better get moving.
Ma, we have to go now. Please make dua fast, Ma, that we go safely. Promise you'll come stay like you said you would, Ma. I'll come back to fetch you once we are settled in, okay? And we'll fly to Dubai together, inshallah.
Hey, Ziad, my bachu. Of course I'll come stay with y'all. Now go. You don't want to miss your flight.
Salams, Ma. Don't forget to feed Twitter every day. Remember to leave him out of the cage for a while in the morning. He hates to be cooped up all the time.
How nice in pieces at us leaving her. And all you can worry about is the dumb bird.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Aisa. Why are you sounding like you're crying? Turarecho?
No, Hauma. I finished cry. No more tears I got.
Hey, Aisa. Now you sound like that baby shampoo advert. You know, that one they say, no more tears.
You always make me laugh at myself.
Yeah, people always say I make them forget their troubles, nah? Except my daughter-in-law. She is always telling me that I remind her of her problems. Anyway, tell me now, how are you coping? Ziad and his family, they went nicely, Aisa.
Gee, yeah, they went nicely. I was crying so much. But then suddenly it was time for them to go. And all the salams was a bit rushed. I won't lie, it was very hard to let go of my only child. Oh, Hauma, what am I going to do without my Ziad?
Come now, Aisa, don't start crying again. You'll just make yourself sick and tired. Now listen to me, you mustn't let yourself get all down and depressed. You know this depression thing these young people nowadays, they all think they have it. And then they keep running to the head doctors. You know, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the therapists. In our days, if you got depressed, the only ist you would make was when our mothers would give us one tamacho with the violin.
True, true, Hauma.
There, see, I made you laugh again. And now I want you to take my advice. See, huh? When our children leave to go overseas for their rosy, we mustn't stop them. We must be happy for them. We must give them our duas.
True, true. I'm making lot of dua for them.
And another thing, Aisa, you can't let yourself feel sad all the time. You must carry on doing your work. It'll keep you busy. And then you won't think about how you are all alone now. And your customers won't be happy if you fall behind with their orders.
Gee, yeah, I know. Did I tell you that influencer, Dr. Fahima, came to me to have an outfit sewn for that society wedding she's attending?
Ooh, mashallah, Aisa. Now you're getting all the big names to come sew by you. There, see? You can stay busy and stop worrying about being alone. And you still have me. Anytime you want, you can call and talk to me. Mehuna. And you know, I have insomnia. And Imar, my husband, mashallah, he sleeps like a marelo margo. He doesn't care if I'm on the phone the whole night.
Aishama is pleasantly surprised at the excellent advice she has received from her longtime friend, Hauma, and she decides to take it.
Oh,
the airport in Johannesburg, as they make their way through passport control and baggage checks, the Osman family is visibly excited and looking forward to their new lives. It is the first time that their kids are traveling overseas, and Safiya and Hanzala are fascinated by the entire process. They stand in the queue to board, and Ziad and Reza scroll through their phones, sending last-minute messages before they take off and no longer have access to Wi-Fi. The kids chat as they make their way along the passenger boarding bridge to the plane.
Please read.
Wow, this is fire! Sophia, can you believe we're going to be on our way in a couple of minutes?
Calm down, Hans. We're not even on the plane yet.
Don't act cool. I'm sure you're just as excited as I am.
Of course I am. I'm just better at holding myself together than you are.
What's your seat number? Mine's is 34A. I told Mom I wanted a window seat.
Mine is 34B, so I'm right next to you. Just don't irritate me by watching TV the whole night. I had a late night last night with all my friends coming over to greet me, so I'm sure I'll be able to sleep on the flight.
Hey, we're almost at the entrance of the plane. This is gonna be so cool.
Hanzala, I'm feeling a bit funny. Can you? I don't know. What's wrong? My hands, they're feeling strange. And I can't breathe properly.
Before Safiya can finish her sentence, she suddenly blacks out and crumbles to the floor just as they reach the doorway to the plane. Hanzala screams for help, and Raisa and Ziad turn back and see their daughter lying in a heap on the floor.
Oh my word! Ya Allah! Safiya! Saf! Come on! Open your eyes!
Hanzala! Hanzala! What happened? What happened?
I don't know, Dad! 1 minute Saf and I were bantering! The next she wasn't feeling good. Like she couldn't breathe and stuff. Next thing, she's out cold on the floor.
Saf, come on, honey. Open your eyes. We have to get on the plane.
Help! Help! Can somebody help us?
Ziad bends down and tries to shake Safiya into consciousness. Finally being alerted to what's happened by Ziad's screams, a steward and an air hostess rush forward. Another air hostess finds a doctor on board and brings him to where Safiya is lying. Ziad and the steward move her to one side so the rest of the passengers can board. Safiya opens her eyes as the doctor checks her vitals.
I think you just fainted.
Usaf, what happened?
Young lady, can you tell me your name and where you are at present?
Safiya. Safiya Osman. We're getting on a plane, flying to Dubai.
Doc, is it serious? Is my daughter going to be okay? Is she okay, Doc?
Let me just check her. Everything seems in order. However...
What? What is it?
Does she usually suffer from anxiety? Or is there some major issue going on in her life presently? It seems like it may have been a panic attack.
A panic attack? But Safiya is usually so calm and collected.
Yeah, she was just telling me how I should be more like her and not get so worked up about everything.
Although we do have something major going on, we are in the process of immigrating to Dubai. And... this is my daughter's first time out of the country.
Ah, well, then it seems to me that it definitely was a panic attack. I would recommend keeping some calming meds on hand for future incidents of this nature.
You mean it could happen again? Yeah.
Yes, but it isn't something to worry about. We see quite a bit of it in teenagers nowadays. It has to do with all the stress they face.
The Osmans are upset and worried by what has happened to Safiya, wondering aloud if they should get off the plane and cancel their trip. But Safiya recovers quickly and insists that the panic attack did not harm her in any way, so she is helped to a seat by her mother and an air hostess. However, the flight is now delayed, and it is another 3 hours before they are in the air and on their way to Dubai. Raisa closes her eyes and makes a silent dua that the hiccups they are facing as they start their journey do not remain with them throughout. thousands of kilometers away, Mansoor Khan surprises his family with an extravagant supper at the famous restaurant at the top of the Burj Al Arab in Dubai. Sabha and the kids are awed at the place and the prices.
Subhanallah, this is the most stunning restaurant I have ever been to.
Abba, this place is super fancy. And look at that menu. And the prices are exorbitant. What's the occasion?
Does there have to be an occasion, Rumana? Can't I just take my lovely family out for a well-deserved meal in a smart restaurant?
Actually, you guys, there is an occasion.
How would you know, smarty pants?
I heard Abba talking on his phone when he was making a booking.
Eavesdropping, Amir. But you are right. There is an occasion. It's our anniversary.
Abba, you're mistaken. Your anniversary is in June, and it's September now. Remember you and Ummi went to Abu Dhabi for the weekend to celebrate?
Of course I remember. No, Rumana, this is a different anniversary. Today is 15 years since your mother and I have been living in Dubai.
Wow, subhanallah. I completely forgot. Mansoor, do you remember how we came here from Chicago as soon as our paperwork was sorted after we got married?
And you were so fascinated with the place and the cultures of so many different people.
I think I was more fascinated with the wide variety of halal food.
Ummi, Abba, tell us the story of how you came here. I don't think I've heard it before.
All right then. So, I had just landed this job in Dubai and was working here for about 3 months. When Baba called from Kashmir to say that he wanted me to get married. He had a cousin living in Dubai and he thought their daughter Saba would be a suitable match for me. Of course I agreed, and barely 2 months later my parents came to Dubai with some other family members and we flew to Chicago. I went to see Ummi at her parents' home and liked her. So I proposed, and after a week of festivities we made nikah.
You mean you got married to Ummi without even getting to know her first? That's just crazy.
Lol, Amir. Not crazy, just normal in those days. Nobody courted before marriage, especially not according to the Indian custom.
Actually, Rumana, not according to the Muslim law, it's not part of the Sharia to have a relationship with the person you are proposed to before the nikah ceremony takes place.
Okay, Ummi, hold off on the fiqh lesson. Abba, tell us what happened after that.
So then we needed to have everything made official, and that took a bit of time. And then eventually, we packed up all Ummi's stuff and she came back with me here.
Wow, what a cool story. But wait, hang on a second. You said it's 15 years since you moved to Dubai. But, hey, Rumana is 16. How's that even possible?
There is a silence at the table as Mansoor realizes he's slipped up. He glances up at Sabha and he can see the tears starting to form in his wife's eyes. 13-year-old Amir has never been told by his parents that although he and his sister Rumana share the same mother, Rumana has a different father to him.
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.